98.5 FM with Andrew, and that is the sound of the Beths with Future Me Hates Me, the title track from their debut album, and they are playing at Nostalgia Festival 2021. And with a little bit of luck, we should have on the line with us Liz Stokes, the front woman and guitarist and vocalist for the Beths. How are you, Liz?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show today. What's been happening for your Wednesday?
Oh, my Wednesday. Just not much. Been doing some writing. Go to a potluck later. Exciting stuff.
That's a good way to spend the middle of the week. So thanks again for joining us. Now, it goes without saying that I guess the last 12 months or so hasn't gone to anyone's plan. And even in the last week or so, the Beths were slated to play the Sounds Like Summer Festival that had to be cancelled. But I do have to say, I feel like few bands have handled things as well as the Beths did. Live from House was so much fun. I really enjoyed that rollout for the record. Have you guys found a silver lining for being, I suppose, stuck in New Zealand?
I mean, yeah, like it's almost like there's this ghost hypothetical year that doesn't exist anymore, that you kind of have to forget about. And if for us as a band, it's like if we can forget about that, then we actually did have kind of a nice, you know, nice-ish year. We felt incredibly lucky to be in New Zealand, like, first of all, and that we got to play shows when so many of our friends who are over in the UK or in the States, like, haven't, you know, been to a gig at all since kind of this time last year. So feeling, it's very mixed, but the fact that we got to kind of dive into New Zealand maybe a lot more than we would have had kind of time to if we were really touring a lot overseas, that's been really nice. It really feels like we made kind of headway in New Zealand last year, which is really special because we really like it here, obviously.
Well, we're really grateful for that as well, but I mean, you guys were such road warriors. You played so many shows in sort of 2018-19 worldwide, so you would have been slated to be everywhere with the release of Jump Rope Gazers. So do you miss the travel? But I guess it is obviously in this sort of environment, it's good to be home, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's been nice to have a pretty quiet summer, which we didn't have last year. Last year, I think we finished touring end of, you know, 2019 and went straight into recording an album and spent the whole summer basically inside Jonathan's little studio room, which has no windows, which was fun. But the sun has been a lot more. We've been getting out a lot more, playing some festivals and just going to the beach. And that's something really, I don't know, it's really nice. And again, we're really, really lucky.
Now, I did want to ask, especially since it's been out in the world a wee while now, Jump Rope Gazers in comparison to Future Me Hates Me, they're both wonderful records. Do you ever sort of sit down and think about the differences or compare and contrast? Does it feel essentially like the same band, or is there an evolution there for you, do you think, Liz?
Kind of both. I feel like we're the same band. And sometimes I do want it to be more like the same band. Like, sometimes you do go back and kind of look at a song and you're like, well, how did I do that? Why can't I do that again?
But I guess that's the magic, right? It's the magic of songwriting, I guess.
Yeah. But then, like, you know, I feel like I'm still writing songs, I think, hopefully.
I certainly think so. I definitely agree with you there. Now, in my opinion, with good reason, the Beths took out Album of the Year, Best Group and Best Alternative Artist at the Aotearoa Music Awards back in November. Has that sort of sunk in? Was it, I presume, a byproduct rather than a goal? Did that look like such a fun night for you guys, and it was really great to see you getting a recognition that I think is well-deserved?
Thanks. Yeah, that was totally just unexpected. I think, like, we kind of thought, you know, first album, like, maybe there's a bit more hype or something, and that with the second record, it might kind of fly under the radar a little bit or something like that. And I don't know, just like with something like the New Zealand Music Awards, Aotearoa Music Awards, you're there with, like, such giants that you're kind of just like, well, it's nice to be here. The fact that we got Album of the Year, it means a lot to us. Like, we really do listen to albums, and, like, it means a lot that, like, that cohesive, it feels like a cohesive work or something like that, and that it's that people have connected with it in New Zealand, because, I mean, yeah, that's where we're from, and we like it here.
That's fantastic. That's absolutely awesome. Now, I was going to ask, have thoughts at all turned to LP number 3, or are you a bit like me in the sense that I can't even make a single plan for the next minute because I don't know what the world's going to serve us up? Are there plans and goals? I did notice when you first joined us, you alluded to doing a bit of writing today. Was that musical songwriting? Is there anything in the pipeline, or are we rushing about? I'm just too eager for more music.
Last year was a bit was so quiet for writing, where like everybody, like there was free time there, but I would try, and it was like trying to get blood from a stone. But just this summer, I think I've kind of started again, and in a way that feels really productive. And so I've been writing a lot, and I'm trying to just write as many songs as I can this summer. Because looking ahead at the year, it doesn't look like we'll be touring until, internationally at least, until maybe the very end of the year. So, we're making kind of loose plans to do some more recording, and, it may as well be album 3. I don't want to jinx it.
We don't want to be responsible for that. No jinx at all. No, we won't have that. Now, the Jump Rope Gazers tour was, by all accounts, absolutely awesome. You played some wonderful venues nationwide, and I think you did allude to it, but it must have been a bit of a consolation to having not been able to get overseas, because you played some incredible venues. And I did want to ask specifically about the Power Station launch show. I'm an unabashed Chloe Swarbrick fan, and we were very lucky to have her on the show leading up to the election. How did it come about that Chloe joined you guys, effectively filling Rose Matafeo's shoes on Dying to Believe?
Oh yeah, that was really wild. That whole show was a bit of a fever dream, eh? It was like a week after Level One, I think, and a week and the day after our album came out. So I think we were rehearsing for it, and we just our friend Anthony, who books for us, also is involved with the Greens, and we were like feeling good about getting involved somehow in a kind of real way. And so it just happened that she was going to be in Auckland that weekend. And I was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if she, you know, when you make it, you say an idea and you're like, haha, it's a joke. But then you're like, actually, that would be really fun.
And it came to fruition nicely.
And then it came through and you're like, oh no, has this been a huge mistake? But it was really fun night. And then we asked Rose as well, and she was there too in town. It just kind of worked in a way that I don't really know how it happened.
Well, I'm glad it happened, that's for sure. Now, I did want to take the opportunity personally now to thank you for your quick return to Christchurch following the Town Hall show in October. I was unable to make that one. I had to jump through a whole bunch of real job life work hoops to no avail. So I'm super glad to be seeing you guys at Nostalgia. It'll be my third best gig following Darkroom and Blue Smoke. Do you and the band have good memories of Christchurch shows or the city itself? Have you enjoyed making it your way to the O3 in the past?
Yeah, I have. This most recent one was really special. Like, we ended up playing. I think it was at the town hall, in the smaller room, not in the big room. But it was like 700 people or something, which I just didn't think we would be able to play to that many people, and it means a lot. And it was like an all ages show as well. We've had a good time generally. We've come to Christchurch, and we've played Nostalgia once before as well. And with the bands and like with other bands as well, and it's just a nice time.
It is. We're very much looking forward to it. Focusing on the festival itself, it does offer more than just an epic musical lineup. You've got so many fine bands playing, but the food and beverage offering is incredible. So can we expect, I don't know if you can answer for Ben, but can we expect the revival of Ben's Breakfast and Travel Updates blog for Nostalgia Festival?
Well, because it's just the one show, Ben's adamant that he's not doing it for just the one-off. It has to be a tour. It's quite a lot of work for him. And as he reminds us, it's not a band blog. It's Ben's blog.
It's Ben Sinclair. It's not the Ben.
So I can't twist his arm, but maybe some public pressure.
Well, he won't be he won't be short of options. He'll be spoiled for choice. There's an excellent bunch of food there. Now, furthermore, on nostalgia, what can we expect from your guys' set? I was actually wondering what goes into tailoring a Beth's festival set versus one of your headline shows, because you've got two incredible albums, not to mention the Warm Blood EP as well. Can it be a challenge to fit everything in, or do you have a sort of go-to that you look for a festival crowd?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's only post this album coming out that we've had, like, you know, it almost like doubled our number of songs. So previously, if we played a set, it would be like every song from the album plus a few easy songs. But now, yeah, we do actually have to kind of cut quite a lot. A festival set is tricky. Well, I'm going to talk quite practically about this. We tend to err on the side of keeping momentum going, especially if it's a later in the day set. I try to talk less because I love to just be really boring and talk for too long, but at a festival nobody can hear you in the back usually, so I try to keep the talking short. We experimented with something in the last couple of festival shows where I kind of like yell into the mic instead of just mumbling, and that's actually worked quite well for clarity. There's lots of stuff. We'll play a cover. Yeah, it's fun putting together festivals there. It really does feel different than a headline show set.
Well, we're very excited to see it, and I'm sure that you'll be looking forward to catching your long-term friends Hans Puckett, who are on the bill, Callum Huff of Sports Team, who you've made videos with. But you must be looking forward to seeing them. But I just wanted to quickly ask, is there anyone else who's an absolute can't miss for you on the bill that you're really looking forward to seeing?
I obviously love Hans Puckett, but also huge Wax Chattels fan, who are newly on the bill. Love that band extremely much. And Beck Rong is playing, right?
She sure is.
That's going to be very good. I'm excited to see her. I'm excited to see the new... I haven't seen Harvey and Clear in a while. And, I don't know. The Heaps band's playing, right? Leisure's playing.
It's a superb bill. It's going to be a really nice time, absolutely a fantastic time. Thank you so much, Liz, for your time today. We really, really appreciate it. It's been great having a chat to you here on the Wednesday Drive show here on RDU 98.5 FM. And we look forward to seeing you at Nostalgia Festival in literally only about 10 days' time. Thanks again, Liz.
Thank you. Really nice to talk to you again.
Cheers. Absolute pleasure. That is one of the greatest songwriters in the country, Liz Stokes. And here is one of her fine songs. This is Out of Sight by the Beths here on RDU 98.5 FM.